Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Well, ladies, in just two more days, you'll be busy with that Christmas dinner. And if you want to make sure it's a success, then you'll make sure you have a Kroger turkey roasting in your oven Thursday morning. Yes, ma'am, Kroger turkeys are the season's finest. These elegant birds are plump, tender, heavy-breasted. They're fairly bursting with delicious meat, white meat and dark meat, lots of tender breast and loads of succulent leg and wing meat. Yes, you can be sure that the turkey you buy at your Kroger store is the best that modern scientific methods can produce. These young tender birds have been raised in the best turkey-growing areas by experienced turkey farmers. They've been specially fed on a diet of rich milk and grain, and they're expertly dressed, the way you'd dress a prize bird, with pin feathers deftly removed. What's more, each bird has been carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. This year, be sure you get a really fine turkey. Ask your Kroger meat man for a Kroger turkey, the pick of the flock, Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price will help you save. So visit your Kroger store and be sure of the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang is an honest and well-meaning young man, but he sometimes does foolish things. An hour ago, he unwittingly told Helen Burroughs that his wife, Nora, was alone at the farm and would be for some time. So when Freddie went to the station to get his father-in-law, Helen rented a car and started out to the farm. Unaware of this, Freddie makes a phone call from the railroad terminal.
Hello?
Hello, Penny. This is Freddie.
Oh, hello, Freddie. Where are you?
I'm still at the railroad station waiting for Dad's train to come in. It's a half hour late now.
Oh, that's a shame. Nora's been alone at the farm for hours, Freddie.
Yeah, I know. I left her a little after 5, and it's after 9:30 now. This would be the darkest night of the year, too.
Look, you have to get a phone put in at that farm.
We've been trying to, but the phone company says there's some difficulty about getting a line out there. I don't understand it, but that's what they say.
Well, when your house is finished and that other family moves into the farm down the road from yours, maybe they'll do something about a phone.
I sure hope so. Oh, look, did you get in touch with Dr. Ryan yet?
Oh, yes, Freddie, I did. It seems that Nora is destined to spend the entire evening by herself. Dr. Ryan had an emergency call and won't be able to see her this evening.
Oh, well, that's going to be okay. There's nothing seriously wrong with Nora. I just wanted him to have a look at her, that's all.
Well, he said he'd try and get out tonight, and he will if it isn't too late. Otherwise, he'll see her in the morning.
Well, emergencies do come first, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Freddie.
Hmm?
Look, if you're worried because Nora's alone out there, I can get the car and drive out. Stay with her till you and her father get there.
Oh, no. She's perfectly safe out there, Penny. I'm not worried about anything happening to her. It's just that I hope she's not lonesome and worried about me.
Freddie, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she went peacefully to sleep hours ago.
Yeah, it's probably just what she's done. And why shouldn't she? Nothing out there to hurt her. Nobody ever comes around our place. Anyhow, our dad's train ought to be in any minute now. And so I guess we'll be out there inside of an hour.
Well, if you still like me, I'll run out and...
No. It's okay. Thanks just the same. She's going to be fine, I'm sure. As you said, she's probably fast asleep already. Well, I just called because I wanted to know about Dr. Ryan.
Well, he'll be out there tomorrow for sure, Freddie. And even tonight if it isn't too late. I suppose that means sometime before midnight.
Okay, that's going to be swell. Hey, what do you know? The train from Wayne City's pulling in right now. Hope Nora's dad's on it.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I'll see you later, Gibbsy.
All right, bye.
Bye. Gosh, the road out to the farm sure a dark one, isn't it, Dad?
Yes, Freddie, it is. Unusually dark for a main highway. And it's an exceptionally dark night.
Yeah, it is. Must be low clouds. Too dark to tell, though. Boy, what a nice moon wouldn't do to improve a night like this, huh?
We should see the lights at the farm pretty soon.
Yeah, unless Nora's already gone to bed. I hope she has, too. Poor kid's been alone out there since a little after 5, and it's almost 10:30 now.
You shouldn't have left her out there by herself, Rennie.
Well, if I had any idea I was going to be in town so long, I'd have brought her along with me.
Well, you got the message I was taking a later train, didn't you? Didn't you get it around 6?
Well, yeah, I did, Dad, and I wanted to go back out to the farm and stay with Nora then, but, well, there was something in town that I had to attend to.
Something more important than your wife?
Oh, no, Dad. Gosh, you know there's nothing more important to me than Nora. In fact, it's because of Nora that I had to attend to that something in town.
I see.
No, I don't think you do see. And I wish I knew how to tell you what it's all about, too.
Son, you don't have to tell me anything you don't want to tell me or anything that's none of my business. But does this have anything to do with what's upsetting Nora?
Has Nora told you that she's upset about something?
Yes, Freddie. About you.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to talk to you about it last week, but I didn't see you for a couple of days, and then I had to go up to Wayne City. Incidentally, we're going to be all right next fall. I've leased that additional acreage to the north of us for 10 years.
Well, with rental going toward a down payment, if we want to buy it outright?
Mm-hmm. I've got an order in for a combine with a guarantee of delivery.
Say, Dad, we're really getting into the big time,
you
aren't
bet
we?
We are, son. That's why I want to see everything else going smoothly before, well, before I have to leave everything in your hands.
Well, I hope that's not going to be for years yet, Dad.
We know better than that, don't we, son?
Yeah, I guess maybe we do.
Freddie.
Hmm?
I don't think of you as just a son-in-law. To me, you're more than my daughter's husband. You're my son. Something I've always wanted.
Well, it's too bad you couldn't have picked one out yourself. Could have done a whole lot better than me.
I'm more than satisfied. I'm completely happy with you. But I don't like to see you and Nora let something come between you, however trifling it may be. Is there friction anywhere, son? And if there is there anything I can do to help?
No, I don't think so, Dad. You just trust me, huh? And let me tell you something without you getting the wrong idea.
All right. You trust me, and I'll trust you. What is it, Freddie? Another girl?
Yeah. How'd you guess?
It's usually another girl.
Well, there. You see, you're already getting the wrong idea. This isn't another girl in the way that you think. This is just a dame that I used to know when I was in New York.
Oh, the Bobby Sox Mall of the juvenile delinquents, eh?
Yeah, I think you'd catch on rather quick, Dad.
Well, I've been around, son. I wasn't always a farmer with gray and hair sitting back and taking slow, easy puffs on a pipe. Your past life is catching up with you, is it, Freddie?
Well, it's not only catching up with me, it's trying to run me down.
So did mine once. There's some people in this world who just won't let bygones be bygones. What's your specific difficulty at the moment, son?
Well, this Bobby Sox Moll, as you call her, is, well, she's a full-grown dame now with nylon stocking ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, she wants money or she's going to blast to Nora about how I promised to marry her once.
Did you promise to marry her, Freddie?
Yeah, I did. But I was only 18 at the time. Still no excuse, though.
Being 18 is an excuse for a lot of mistakes, Freddie. Because it takes most of us a lot longer than that to learn anything about women. Oh, well, we're at the farm already.
Yeah, all the lights are out, too. Yeah, I guess Nora's already gone to bed.
I hope. What's the girl's name, Freddie? And what does she want from you?
She wants money.
The usual thing. What does she have on you except for a boy's promise to marry her?
Nothing at all, Dad. And believe me, that's the absolute truth.
I believe you all right. I suppose she's threatened to go to Nora if you don't give her money.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, Dad. You know so much about this that I'd swear you'd been through it yourself.
I have.
Yeah?
I look back on it and laugh, but it wasn't funny at the time.
Well, no joke to me either. Oh, here we are. Gosh, quiet, isn't it? Awful dark. I wish Nora had at least left the front porch light on.
No, I think we'll be able to find our way to the house, all right?
Yeah, I guess so. Say, Dad, you're not sore about the mess that I'm in, are you?
What's there to be sore about?
Well, I mean, do you understand why I haven't said anything to Nora about it yet?
Yes, I do.
Good.
But I think you ought to tell her. I know I was very foolish.
Yeah, but you don't know this Burroughs dame, Dad. She's got a nasty mind, and she's got a worse tongue, and not only that... Hold on a minute, Dad.
What's wrong, son?
I think I saw something move over there, around the side of the house.
Probably just a shadow.
What, on a dark night like this? Here, look. There it is again.
Yes. Yes, I saw it that time, too.
Dad, there's somebody trying to sneak away from the house.
Or into it.
Come on. Hey, you! What are you doing there?
Freddie, it's a woman.
Yeah, and I got a pretty good idea who it is, too.
I didn't do nothing.
That's Helen Burroughs.
Grab her, Freddie. She's trying to run for a car.
She's not going
to
get away from me. Come on, you. All right, I got you.
Let go of me.
All right, young lady. You might as well stop your struggling.
Let go.
What are you doing out here?
Hurting.
What did you do to Nora?
Nothing. I didn't get into the house.
Well, you're coming into the house now, and I'm going to the store and call the police.
No, Dad, don't do that, will you? Let's let her go.
Oh, thanks.
No, Freddie, don't.
Go on, Dad, let her go. Go on, Helen, will you beat it? Go on, beat it, quick.
Thanks, pal. Maybe I'll do the same for you someday.
Freddie, you shouldn't have let her go. How do you know she hasn't hurt Nora?
I know she couldn't get in the house, Dad. I put new locks on all the doors and windows, and they really work.
Just the same, I think we ought to have turned her over to the police.
No, I got a better idea than that.
Freddie, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Let go, Dad. Go on, let go of me. I'm going after that dame, and I'm going to take care of her once and for all.
No, Freddie, don't. Freddie, wait. Freddie, don't be a fool. You'll only make matters worse. Freddie, come back. Don't be an idiot, son. Don't do it.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, yeah.
This is Paul, Paul Williams. I'm sorry if I woke you up.
No, you didn't. I was just getting ready to go to bed. Well, is anything wrong?
Well, I don't know. Freddie and I caught Helen Burroughs trying to break into the house at the farm.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, she didn't get in. Nora's all right. She doesn't even know anything's going on. But Penny, Freddie left to follow the Burroughs girl. And there's no telling what he'll do to her.
Oh, Paul. Oh, I was afraid it had come to this. You know, I'm sorry now I didn't tell you what I knew several days ago.
Well, never mind about that. Freddie's out with that girl somewhere, if he's caught up with her, and I'm afraid he'll do something violent.
Oh, no, Paul.
He was raging when he went after her. What do you think we ought to do?
Well, there's only one thing we can do, and I'll attend to that right away. You've got to find Freddie before it's too late, Paul. I'm going to call the police.
So Helen Burroughs really did try to get to Nora. What was she going to do to Freddie's wife? And what is Freddie going to do if he catches up with Helen? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, if you want to serve a Christmas turkey that will have the family cheering, then be sure you serve a Kroger turkey. Kroger turkeys are the tenderest, juiciest, best turkeys ever. Yes, your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds, plump, tender, heavy-breasted. These top-quality turkeys are raised by master turkey growers in the best turkey-raising areas. They're scientifically fed to make them more delicious. They're expertly dressed, the way you'd dress a prize bird. And they've been carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. What's more, they're Kroger-priced for better value. So visit your Kroger store for your Christmas turkey. Remember to go to your neighborhood Kroger store today and order your turkey immediately so you'll get the exact size you want in one of these top-quality Kroger turkeys and at the Kroger low price that actually helps you save. Visit your Kroger store without delay. This year, enjoy a really fine turkey. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.